You are listening to Merkaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this interview segment of our spiritual breakfast. It is with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahab Damat Barakatuhu. The date today is the 11th of Dhul Qada, 1445, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 20th of May, 2024. Mufti Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa zaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Our topic today is on Iran. Mufti Sahab, as an introduction.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm sure that majority of the listeners are aware that Ibrahim Raisi, the president of Iran, died, and he's with his foreign minister, the pilot, the co-pilot, the security, so many people in that helicopter. So anyway, all that we'll discuss just now, what we need to know from now is when you want to study something, analyze something, you must go to the original, to the history of it. So Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place in the year 632, Gregorian calendar. We say the 11th year of the Hijrah. So that's very important for us to know. It's easier for you to understand what the Gregorian calendar. Then we have Sayyidina Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and he just ruled for 2.25 years. And then Sayyidina Umar Farooq over 10 years radiallahu anhu warda. So for all of them, we say, radiallahu, they are the greatest people to walk on this earth after all the prophets, anbiya and rusul, the prophets and messengers. Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu, and Sayyidina Umar Farooq, radiallahu. So around the year 640, we find Gregorian calendar, this area, Iraq, Iran, all that were conquered during the reign of Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu, and Khalifa, and Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu played a prominent role in the conquer and the vanquishing the enemy and defeating them and so forth. They were fire worshippers, they were idol worshippers and so forth and so on. So that's how Iran came into the fall of Islam. Then if you look at the Iranian contribution, Iran is a very beautiful country. I have no regrets at all going to Iran. 2013. In fact, you understand, if they give me permission, which they won't. So there are 2-3 countries, you understand, still I would love to go. One is Palestine, obviously. But the Jutlas, Haramis won't give us permission. So like that, you must remember. So remember 640. So now you see the contribution of Iran towards Islam. So you see among Sahaba, Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, he's a Persian. So when you call it Iran, you call it Persia, whatever you want to call it. Among Tabi'in and that, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, originally Persian, so he's not an Arab, so you must remember that. Then if you take among Awliyaullah and that, Hazrat Piran, Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah, and them, originally if you look, Iranian also. So like that, you will find so many people you must remember. Look at our hadith kitabs, Imam Muslim bin Hajjaj from Nisapur, where is Nisapur? Sapur is Iran, Imam Ibn Majah, so remember from Qazwin. So the contribution is great. On each one of this, you can write 50-100 pages, I mean. So remember their life, their contribution, all this, and so forth, and so on. Then we fast forward, you come to the year 1500, Gregorian calendar. So there was a person, Ismail Safavi, la'anahullah. So, you see, even today in South Africa, other countries, Africa, Europe, America, Arab world, India, Pakistan, all that. So people, I don't say all now, but many people, I'll say, that they use the tasawwuf and they create that, you understand, perception, impression that we are really buzruks and we are connected and that, and then they'll have a string and a great amount of murids and disciples and so forth. Then what will happen? Suddenly you will see 2-3 of them will see a dream. They'll say, then we are 100% now confirmed. This person is a buzruk. So give me a buzruk, give me a bushkruk also, you know. Allah inna awliya Allah ila khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. Yesterday I spoke about this there in Darum Zakariya. Allah harf tanbih, behold, that I want your undivided attention. Verily, the friends, special friends of Allah, la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. That for them there is no fear for your future and no huzan, sadness for the past. Who are they? Alladheena amanu wa kanu yattaqoon. They have taqwa in khalwa and jalwa, in privacy and public. And their actions, their speech, all according to Islam. And so obviously there will be sins, there will be mistakes, so that Allah Ta'ala will forgive when the person makes sincere tawbah. Then, lawmul bushra fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. There's glad tidings. So what is the glad tidings? A yaraha al-mu'min or turalahu. He himself will see it, or some other people will see. And then in front Allah says, وَلَا يُحْزِنْكَ وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. That people will criticize you, castigate you, all that will not sadden you, must not cause you grief. إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. So you see that today the way people, Islam says you must have a peer, you must have a murshid, you must have a sheikh. But Islam never allows peer pujari. You see, one is qabr pujari, people were still worshipping the graves, making rukus. And one is peer pujari. Our people are crazy today, you must remember. That they will leave their sunnat namaz because peers have never read and they'll go away. They'll leave the turban they used to wear, you understood, for the peers to pieces. When that is Islam now. That is jahalat, you must remember these kind of things here. So I know of people who used to wear turban properly. Every day, suddenly they join this sheikh, that sheikh, that sheikh, they left the turban. So no, my sheikh don't wear. By Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest of Allah Ta'ala's creation, the most beloved, the most precious. So these are few things we must. So that is what happened to Iran. So now Ismail Safavi came and he made himself like a buzruk, but he was a big bushkruk, you see. And then when he had enough murids and thus, you see the hidden agenda was there. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. So always the intention was a tainted intention, a polluted intention. So when he had enough, 1501, the massacre, the masbah and all that majzara started, and the first people they attacked in Iran, you must remember, were the Sunni ulama. 1501. For the past 500 years, 550 years, whatever you want to say, so that is how Iran became, you must remember, a Shia country and so forth. And Sunnis are treated, they don't let anybody tell you something else, they talk a lot of nonsense. So they are treated as second, third class citizens. If you want examples of this, Tehran, which is the only Islamic country's capital, there's no masjid till today for us Sunnis. Not a single masjid. You will find synagogues, you will find church, you will find it. But you won't find it. You understand? A masjid, proper masjid, you won't find. So like that it is, you must remember that. In the constitution of the Islamic Republic of Iran, that is kufr to call them that. You must say Islamic Revolution, yeah. No, sorry, not Islamic Revolution, the Iranian Revolution, you see. That's the term you must use. Not Islamic, the Iranian Revolution. So you must be careful with these terms. So that's second. Then next one, you must remember in the constitution is written there, only that person can become the president and all that who is a Shia Isna Ashariya. Now we come to the topic. Now Ibrahim Raisi is a hardcore Shia. He agrees with Khomeini. He agrees with all his forefathers in them. So therefore in this morning's program I said, any person curses, castigates, criticizes Siddiq-e-Akbar or Siddiqa, then with them you include Siddiq-e-Akbar means Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Siddiqa refers to Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. And you bring Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Amir Muawiyah, all that. We got absolute in the doubt in the light of Quran Sharif and Sunnah, such people are kafir out of the fall of Islam and la'anatullah alayhim. So therefore we heard of Ibrahim Ra'is, he died, and we don't say inna lillah, because he's not Muslim. We don't have to curry favor with anybody, any organization, any politician or government. And the hadith is clear in Tirmidhi Sharif, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي When you see those people castigating, swearing, cursing my companions, my students, the Sahaba رَضِيَ اللَّهُ أَجْمَعِينَ فَقُولُوا Then you must say, لَعَنَتُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ Allah Ta'ala's curse is upon you for the evil you are perpetrating. See which Bab day in Tirmidhi it is. You can check it up. So remember, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ So that is our stance on that. Now we need to go 4-5 steps ahead now. And you, the new team, you should know all these things here. So number one is, who... Now we speak politics, right? We're out of this. These are Shia, non-Muslim, died, finished, out of this. So after Fajr, I met students there, so I told them already, you know, there we go, Muhajirin Ansar. Because the mass day is 6:10, so it suits me fine. 6 o'clock we finish, we read 2 rakat salat, I go outside 6:05, 6 Muhammad Khan or Suleiman Jada are there, they pick me up and we go, you know. So, mashallah, it just works out fine. Like today when we entered the masjid, then they were just starting, like, you know, takbir and surah Fatiha. So anyway, so we're working out very well with Allah's help. So after salat, many students, they wait for me there. You see, they want to ask questions. So before they could say anything, I told them the Iranian president died and is getting roasted and toasted in hell, you see. So what I said, he's getting roasted and toasted in hell, you see. And somebody asked me, who the hell are you to say that? I say, Quran said so. So they say, where the Quran says so? I say, go read Surah 40, verse 46. And now for Pharaoh, Fir'aun and his cronies and comrades, النار يؤردون عليها غدوة وأشياء. So the fire is being, they are presented to the fire day and night all the time. Surah 40 verse 46. ويوم تقوم الساعة. And when the day of justice is established, أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب. So then his followers will be told, and Pharaoh, you all get out and go to the worst punishment, Jahannam. So it shows that An-Naru Yuraduna is before that. So that refers to now. So from there you prove, you must remember, about Azab-e-Qabar, Azab-e-Barzakh, all these things. Yeah. So that's a very good dalil. Remember that Surah 40, verse 46. All said and done. So now they will choose their vice president or whoever to be the president or whoever. They must be a Shia. Remember that. That's what the constitution says. They have their clauses, but they say, no, we want ittihad, we want unity. So, but if you want unity, then how come you got that condition? You see, like that. So you must tangle them up properly, you must remember. I told you 100 times, Khomeini's son is Ahmad, Ahmad's son, wanted to meet me there in Qum, because he heard that I had a debate with them and I defeated them. So that's, you know, spread like wildfire. Hey, one guy came here with no kitabs and he defeated us, you understand? Plus we got 1,000,000,000 kitabs here. So you must remember with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Hada min fadli Rabbi, Hada rahmat. Now the question we have to ask, and that is what the news team, you have to probe into that. You must do your investigation. So I just spent 10 minutes in this quick, my investigation. You see, so what is my investigation? The tripartite alliance, nice word there, tripartite alliance. Who's a tripartite alliance? America, Israel, India. So who killed Raisi? These three. How they killed him? So remember, America and them are very upset with them. Why? Because you're going too close to Russia, you're supplying Russia with drones and all that. And then Israel are very upset because Iran shot 1-2 missiles or whatever day into Israel and damaged a lot. Remember that it showed them that we can finish you up in a few hours or few weeks. Meaning that they can cause damage. Finish you up doesn't mean totally, but it can cause you a lot of... So that Israel can't take. And India has become the puppet of Israel and so forth. So now there is elections also. So for Modi and them will weigh it. That, remember, we entering the last week, last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever time for India the politics is. Because the results will only come out in June or something, you see. So the point I want to make is, I received the article already. So they say that the secret police and all that in the Tehran and that already raided the, remember, Indian embassy and all these things. Yeah. You see? So America and Israel working together. They say the best people to take some revenge will be get this India guys, they listen to us. And we'll just pay them off a little bit, you know, 5 million, 10 million, whatever, and so forth and so on. And then you do the job for us. And these guys are masters in this, you understand? All those computers and what you call it is, understand, in India they call it Bangalore, that they call it that. You don't know the term. The technology and all that.
IT.
IT, and they've got another term that they use also. In IT, India is one of the best, you must remember that, you understood? So that, anyway, there's another term they use also. So this is, you must remember, somebody will send it to you there. So send it to Mona Zaid, the term 084-786-3132. So they in India, Bangalore and all that, what they call it there for this IT and all that, there's a special term they use. It was there in my mind, it just slipped out. So anyway, so they say, you guys, you see, what makes this whole story, when it just broke last night, straight away my mind went to America, Israel and them. So why? There's three helicopters going. There were three helicopters that went. So if three helicopters are going, how come you know which helicopter the president is and the foreign minister is? How come the other two got?
Gee.
Understood. So we don't have to be a rocket scientist to work that out. So definitely some external forces were there. Ziaulhaq, when he was made Shaheed, there in Pakistan. But Ziaulhaq did a smart thing. The American ambassador to Pakistan was there. So he told him, jump in with me. Now he knows that this helicopter has been tampered with. But you know, they say, I'll take a bullet for my country. I will take a bullet for my president. That's their thing that they say. So never mind, I'll get martyred. In their mind, they think they're martyred. Obviously, they're not martyred. Pakka, kafir, what martyred. So that I'll get martyred for my country, and that's how they think, you must remember. And I'll die for my country, and so forth. And then my wife, my children, whoever, they'll get paid out fully for years and years, and so forth. So here also, you must remember that Silicon Valley.
Someone sent it now.
Yeah, from Cape Town, somebody sent it.
I don't know.
It came now in my head. Silicon Valley. Yeah, so this type of thing.
Not sure the person's name.
Yeah,
they'll send
so
it.
That's the term I was looking for. You must know this, Molana. Silicon Valley. I was thinking this, that it just came now. Silicon Valley. So this, I don't have no phone, nothing here, so I can't see what is dangerous. So what Allah put there, see, that is easy for us. Read Durood Sharif, Allah put it in it. Silicon Valley. So this type of thing. So how you know which one? So these guys are masters, you must remember that, and they can cause something to happen. Suddenly that helicopter goes off course, bad weather, fog, this, that, finish, go land up there, get roasted, toasted in hell already. You understood? So you can't come tell me this guy is Shaheed now. Now for us, now what was the reaction in Iran? What was the reaction in Iran? Some people were crying. So some were crying crocodile tears also. Some people were saying good riddance. Some took their crackers and fireworks and they were saying very good riddance. So for us Sunnis, we say good riddance, finish stories, finish end of the story. You know, Zud Khatam shoot, finish the end. Now what is the thing? Why should we Sunnis understand Iran? Iran is using Bashar Assad, Hafiz Assad's son there in Syria to rape our women, not rape only, gang rape them. One woman, Allah forbid, Aliyazubillah, gets raped by 20, 50, 60, 100 men. You must remember this type of things. So that is what happening in Bashar Assad's jail to the Sunni woman. You understood? Our men are getting tortured, you must remember, and so forth, in the worst brutal manner you can think of. So you must not think Iran is innocent. Iran has caused so much harm to the Sunnis in our lifetime. Leave what they did during the Abbasides and all this kind of thing and all. I'm speaking of now, what things they have done. Go to Libya, go to Syria, go to Pakistan, go here, go there, and see, take South Africa. How much infiltration they have made. You see the one political party, don't take the name. But if you look at their logo, you will see it's so similar to the Iranian way of writing Allah. You picked it up. So you must remember that. So what does it tell you? This morning's news I gave, Zuma is being financed by Russia. So Putin knows that this guy is our guy, you understood? So you must remember. So Zuma will gladly take this money, cause a dent in the ANC, you understood? And so forth and so on. So then he becomes the kingmaker. If you want to play with me, so I got 10, 15%, 8% of the vote, whatever it is. And, you know, we're just thinking about it. And then I become kingmaker. So that is what they do. They're all strategizing and busy with that and so forth. So this is the unholy tripartite, they call them. You see, America, Israel, India. And what they did, they said, now Iran must be taught a lesson. You see? So that is what they did. Because they don't want to play ball with us. And they're using Ansarullah in Yemen. They're using Hezbollah there. And they're knocking the hell out of Israel. Especially Hezbollah. You understand? We call them Hezbollah Shaitan. So, if you look at northern Israel, is empty. 250,000 people ran away from there. It's a big thing. Jutlas or so, you understand? There's civil war almost there. So I said it, either the collapse of the government will take place or they're heading for civil war. So that is what's going on. So, and Iran, we must give them due for this. They pakka Shias kufar. But as far as Palestine goes, they know where the head is and they know what we should be doing and so forth. So that is the big issue that we need. Take South Africa. How much infiltration, you must remember. They put up darulums, they got media, they got politicians, they got our own people. Why you think your Maulvis and Jamias and all of them, they're so reluctant to say publicly, you understand, that Shias are kuffar. They can't say it. Why they can't say it? Because some of their finances are Shias or Shia sympathizers. So, I mean, let us be honest about these issues. So, therefore, if you study Tariq al-Shia, you will know they were always, I think I showed you that book also, that Tariq al-Awraq, you understand, the history of the pages and so. So, you remember that day I brought the book and I told you to take a photo of it. That, you remember? Tariq al-Shia. So he showed the khiyana, the treachery of theirs from those days, Sahaba's time, then with his time, Salahuddin, Ayyubi's time, then in our time, and so forth and so on. So therefore, for us, there's nothing to be sympathetic about. They have murdered, they have tortured, they have raped, they have done everything against the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we should not be sympathetic to them. We should be very firm against them. Because they are the people that cause so many problems for us, even now. So you must remember that what the Shias are doing there in different parts of the world, they're not going to just change the law after one day or 2 days or so. So we, now you want to study, you want to do this, you want to do that. So you must choose such countries that are sympathetic to Islam, not those countries that only Jummah time they're going to pray, or Saturday they're going to pray, and so forth. So that is not acceptable. And last point I want to make for you students and ulama, the end of the day, Allama Naubakhti has written in Rijalul Kashi that the founding father of Shiaism was a Jew. So therefore I always give the example, you take a 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand coin and you put heads or tails or whatever you want to call it, right or left. So for us, Ahlul Sunnah, whether you're a Jutla or a Shia, is the same thing. You must remember that. It's father and child. You must remember. You follow?
Chi.
Okay, so that is the thing. Okay, quickly now, Mawazahid Khan became a Buzruk. I see he's wearing also a Jalalabad topi, now 5 pillars of Islam. I think the topi is good for him. You understood? So last night he sent me something. So my sister also managed. If my sister managed, then all of you can manage. I'm sure about that. You must just press the one button. Just say, you explain it, Mona, what they must do. Loudly explain it, one more quickly.
Gee, so on the weekend we were trying to connect it. I tried with the screen and everything. That was too complicated. So I just tried from the place. Because when we take it, the decoder to the another place, then we move it from the actual connection. So just leave it where it is. And you just press auto scan. After pressing auto scan, you wait
where
about.
Is auto scan? Is on the
it's
right
on the
side
decoder. On the left
side
of the decoder.
Yeah,
it says there.
Like that.
On the left side of the decoder.
So you got it on the left side of the decoder radio. On the left side, there's an auto scan button. Right now, carry on.
On the remote also, it's got auto scan. So if you just press it, wait about a minute or 2 minutes, maybe sometimes 3 minutes. It will say rescanning on your decoder. Once it says that
on
after
screen.
Gee. So after it says that, then it will bring up. The first time I tried it, it had about 79 channels. So then it wasn't right because we couldn't find Markaz Sahaba. How to find Markaz Sahaba? Just connect on your phone live stream and go to our website. You just click there and then you'll correspond with that. So once you see it's got 84, so you'll press rescanning, auto scanning again. And then after some time, maybe 2-3 times, then you'll see 84 channels appear. Once 84 channels appear, then you just see from 80 to 84. Any of these channels, you'll find our Markaz Sahaba. I made a mistake.
That first time, you mean that you press that auto scan, then only 70 appears.
79, 78, like
but
that.
But no, it doesn't go over 80.
Gee.
So then you must do it after 2-3 minutes, you must do it again.
Gee, do it again. And then maybe try to also switch it off at the back and try it again.
Okay.
And then it will show 84. And then you'll just see. The first time we got confused.
No, leave all that. Yeah. We don't confuse the listeners. So when you do it the second time, so then you'll see that 80 something. Then what must you do?
So then it's you just see which channel it's on. Correspond it with your live streaming. So it may be 81. Some listeners pick it up on 82 or 83. But just beware because there's other radio, Islamic radio stations also roaming around those channels. So we'll just see which one is the correct one.
So this anybody can do, right?
Anyone.
The straightforward thing is you don't need a monitor, you don't need a computer, you don't need TV, nothing you need.
Che.
All right, so and a 5-minute job, I suppose.
Che. It's 5 minutes. Che.
5-6 minutes. Okay, anyway, today, now, this time here, 9 o'clock, I told Brother Dawood Mondli he should be there by my sister's place around there in Spingo Beach, 063-403-2743. For you all, it's easy. You all play with computers. The guy like me, and all that, I don't even know that thing starts, you know, understood? Because I just do on the phone whatever I have to do. So now you got Kalas and you got Opas and Uncles and Omas. They don't know where the on button and off button is. They just leave it on. They only know how that volume works, you see. So anyway, so for those people there who still can't come right, so you contact Dawood Mondli, 063-403-2743. So inshallah, Allah make easy. And those of you for Qurbani, you want to make Qurbani locally, mashallah, very, very healthy animals. So Mona Farhan Patel, he and the deer with Mufti Boda and then. So he Mona Farhan is the son-in-law of Mufti Boda, isn't it?
Chee.
Yeah, he's the son-in-law. So remember that Mo Farhan Patel's number is 074-820-8104. So 074-820-8104. So these are the two burning issues. And third burning issue is this, that you must remember is voting. So you see, so me, I most probably, I'm still making a little bit istikhara, but most probably I'll go vote next week. But I'll vote on Monday, you see. Why? Then this time here, then I'll tell you how the voting works and all that, you see. So this, why? Because we are special citizens, special votes. Once you're above 60, so I registered everything, you see. I wanted to see, I was very impressed. They said they just sent this number. In 1 minute, they replied. I still got it on my phone. And they said, you must come, and that you are registered, and this, you bring your ID, and then Lungile. So but one thing you must know, the foreigners all day in London and Australia and America and that, they voted, but they only got one paper. We're going to get 3 papers, you know. So we're going to get for what? Nationally, then provincially, and then locally also, I think. So for us, it's 3 papers, is it? So like that it works. So we must know all these things here. Yeah. It don't mean you must vote over one party 3 times like that. You can vote 1, 2, 3, all different parties. You know? So this time.
We'll vote for the AK party, inshallah.
So this time. One man, one vote. I only got one vote. One man, one vote, one man. I read Salat, I got my wife behind me. One man, one vote. All right, Assalamu alaikum.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahab to all our listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.